Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Edward Silver, one of the greatest living high-altitude mountaineers and the fifth person to climb all 14 of the 8,000-meter peaks without supplementary oxygen. He's climbed Mount Everest 7 times. Good afternoon, Edward.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
What qualities do you think are necessary to achieve what you've achieved?
I have to say that this was a personal journey. It was something that I truly loved. And I think if you're passionate about something and self-motivated, those are the key ingredients. Mountaineering is never easy. And based on my personality, I embrace the challenges. I understood from the very beginning that it wasn't me that was going to be in control of what happened. It's the mountains. If conditions are good, then we're allowed to go to a summit. And if conditions are not good, then we have to go home and try again. It had to do with being patient.
How do you deal with the disappointment of having to stop summiting after months of preparation?
The higher you go and the closer you get to your goal, the harder it becomes. I changed my attitude. On my first trip to Everest, we made the final attempt to go to the summit, and we were stopped 300 feet from the top because we felt the conditions were beyond our control. They were deteriorating. The weather was worsening. I was actually climbing with one of my mentors, Eric, and he had taught me an important lesson. Getting to the summit is not obligatory. Getting down is obligatory. Obviously, I was disappointed that we didn't go all the way to the summit. But it wasn't our fault. If you don't come home, it's not worth it. Sometimes people lose sight of that. You know, ambition overcomes common sense.
What is more challenging in the process of climbing an 8,000-meter mountain, overcoming the physical or the psychological obstacles?
I'd have to say both, because they go hand in hand. Clearly, the physical demands are tremendous. You have to have strength, and you have to have endurance. A lot of these expeditions can last for 3 months, and from the minute you set foot on that mountain. In many cases, you're not getting stronger, you're actually slowly consuming yourself. You're deteriorating because you're climbing at extreme altitudes. You're not eating as well, and you're using more calories per day than you're regenerating. So the endurance has to be there.
What about psychological issues?
Of course they are there. When you go high, especially without oxygen, the mental fortitude is huge. Because you're pushing yourself to do something that your body doesn't want to do. You're suffering, you're hurting. You're climbing very, very slowly and thinking, oh, I'm not even getting close to the summit.
What does it feel like standing on the summit after a hard journey?
It's an amazing moment of complete satisfaction and knowing you've accomplished your goal. I've taken a lot of amateur climbers to the mountains, and what I love to see is the change that occurs when they push themselves. They do something physically and mentally they would never have done otherwise. And when you see them standing at the top of one of those peaks, you can see how they've changed.
Thank you very much, Edward. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have Edward Silver, one of the greatest living high-altitude mountaineers and the fifth person to climb all 14 of the 8,000-meter peaks without supplementary oxygen. He's climbed Mount Everest 7 times. Good afternoon, Edward.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure being here.
What qualities do you think are necessary to achieve what you've achieved?
I have to say that this was a personal journey. It was something that I truly loved. And I think if you're passionate about something and self-motivated, those are the key ingredients. Mountaineering is never easy. And based on my personality, I embrace the challenges. I understood from the very beginning that it wasn't me that was going to be in control of what happened. It's the mountains. If conditions are good, then we're allowed to go to a summit. And if conditions are not good, then we have to go home and try again. It had to do with being patient.
How do you deal with the disappointment of having to stop summiting after months of preparation?
The higher you go and the closer you get to your goal, the harder it becomes. I changed my attitude. On my first trip to Everest, we made the final attempt to go to the summit, and we were stopped 300 feet from the top because we felt the conditions were beyond our control. They were deteriorating. The weather was worsening. I was actually climbing with one of my mentors, Eric, and he had taught me an important lesson. Getting to the summit is not obligatory. Getting down is obligatory. Obviously, I was disappointed that we didn't go all the way to the summit. But it wasn't our fault. If you don't come home, it's not worth it. Sometimes people lose sight of that. You know, ambition overcomes common sense.
What is more challenging in the process of climbing an 8,000-meter mountain, overcoming the physical or the psychological obstacles?
I'd have to say both, because they go hand in hand. Clearly, the physical demands are tremendous. You have to have strength, and you have to have endurance. A lot of these expeditions can last for 3 months, and from the minute you set foot on that mountain. In many cases, you're not getting stronger, you're actually slowly consuming yourself. You're deteriorating because you're climbing at extreme altitudes. You're not eating as well, and you're using more calories per day than you're regenerating. So the endurance has to be there.
What about psychological issues?
Of course they are there. When you go high, especially without oxygen, the mental fortitude is huge. Because you're pushing yourself to do something that your body doesn't want to do. You're suffering, you're hurting. You're climbing very, very slowly and thinking, oh, I'm not even getting close to the summit.
What does it feel like standing on the summit after a hard journey?
It's an amazing moment of complete satisfaction and knowing you've accomplished your goal. I've taken a lot of amateur climbers to the mountains, and what I love to see is the change that occurs when they push themselves. They do something physically and mentally they would never have done otherwise. And when you see them standing at the top of one of those peaks, you can see how they've changed.
Thank you very much, Edward. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.